I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino. And thank you all for listening in to our listeners and affiliates down the line. Thank you so much. Smith Sabatino, heard on America Weekend, on the Envision Radio Network, and with all of that, Roland, please.
Do you really mean, are you thanking every single individual
Everyone,
who's listening?
As they line up, waving at them as they go.
You have specific names you want to put out
there? I have some. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
You used to have a whole cadre of people that you pretended that listened.
Yeah. My imaginary list.
Yes.
But to all of you, thank you so much. For listening in. We do appreciate it here on Smith Sabatino. But, Ronald, I have a quick story that can only happen in New York.
We'll be the judge whether it's a quick story, but what is your story?
3 days ago, coming into New York City,
yep.
Holland Tunnel, on the down ramp letting into the plaza, a lady is at the base, a nice lady, don't know why she stopped traffic. I was about eight or nine cars back, okay, in a double lane thing, and squeezes in to get into the big plaza. Mm-hmm. And she was blocking traffic for whatever reason. I couldn't hear what was going on. The police had come. She was not going to move. One guy gets out of his car. This is classic. He sounded very much like the voice, and I know the comedian's name. He was on Big Bang Theory. He played a professor. The voice of anger in Inside Out. Okay? And he's marching up and down saying, "If this sounds like my wife. I love my wife very much, but she'd leave the house with the next pair of pants that walked through the door and take all my money with her." And he's walking up and down and ranting while the bus driver was leaned out the window. A truck driver behind me almost fell out of his cab. He was hysterical. I start to laugh. We're all laughing. And this guy's walking up and down. It was a comedic routine. The poor lady, an ambulance came. We must have been stuck there for 15 minutes.
You know, this is only New York.
Only in New York.
Well, I don't know, but maybe Chicago, maybe L.A.
They were being very nice to her. She was a heavyset lady, but she was not going to move. And the man said,
"Could the car move? I mean, she decided just not to drive?"
Well, I think that they were afraid she was going to do a lay down kind of thing, and this was a big lady.
Oh, she was hurting, so she was in need of medical attention.
I can only see at a distance. And we were told by the police, "Everyone, please stay around your car. Don't turn it into a crowd, okay?"
Yeah.
And only in New York, and the police started to laugh way down there because they could hear this guy walking up and down the thing. "I feel sorry for that lady. I'd like to lie down on the road, too. Maybe somebody will run me over," he said. The truck driver was hysterical. I mean, the guy was, you could see him doubling over in the cab, and only in New York. And all of a sudden, it was over. It was done. As if nothing happened.
And everybody moved.
Everybody, and the cars, very stoic transit authority police officer, "Come on, let's go." And the tears were rolling down my face, and I couldn't, my stomach actually hurt.
Well, I hope that this lady turned out to be okay.
But they wouldn't, I couldn't see. She walked to the ambulance.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just that she seemed like she was angry about something, and for some reason she wasn't going to let the cars into the plaza, for whatever reason, bless her. And they gently, they were talking to her. She seemed cogent and reasonably sound.
Yeah, the poor thing might have had a heart attack, and here you are saying that she's angry about something.
Well, she looked
angry.
You
don't know. I don't see your medical degree over there. Where is it?
No one help me here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get those phones ringing. But it was that kind of thing in New York where there's empathy and there's laughing and there's sadness, and it all came at once on a hot, hot day in the middle of summer. Yeah. Only in New York. Only in New York, really.
I'm wondering if it's it might happen in New Delhi.
It might.
You know, you never know.
With a cart, and the guy doesn't want to go any place, he blocks the line. Yeah, it's very possible. Yes, it is. I thank you, Roland, for listening to that story. I greatly appreciate it.
I didn't have a choice. I'm not like the listener
Kevin
out there
was listening
that can
to it.
Turn you off.
Thought it was entertaining.
Well,
down.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. Someone was listening. Roland's paying no attention to me.
I was listening to you.
Well, I had to tell that story because it's classic New York.
Yes, indeed.
And the point was, when it was done, it was done. She was taken off in an ambulance.
Yep.
She seemed to be
What happened to the car?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It was moved away, over to the side.
Okay.
And we just kept right on going. And now I'm getting fingers pointed at me.
No, I'm just telling you that you've got about 8 seconds.
And those 8 seconds, they called Sabatino with Roland Smith. And we're back.
America Weekend.
Welcome to a
American Biker Minute. Sturgis, Mississippi, Chuck says.
$20,000 bikers go spend 20 grand on a bike and do 20 miles and they think they're a biker.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan in Sturgis for American Biker Minute.
It's about pitching a tent in the middle of nowhere, getting up and jumping on your bike.
You packed your knucklehead or your panhead, you threw a sleeping bag on it and a tent. Now there's million-dollar RVs and it's cool now. Yuppies and your doctors and lawyers.
I took a biker class in Ohio. They were asking us, why do you want to be a biker? The girl next to me says, because I look really cool on a bike.
Ain't like the back in the 60s and 70s.
American Biker Minute.
You pulled up to a red light and people looked at you and locked their car doors.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the best thing to do with your to-do list? Cut it up.
And then turn the pieces into a game. So says Martha Brettschneider, writing for the Dumb Little Man blog.
This is a great tactic when you're having trouble prioritizing. List what you need to accomplish today, leaving plenty of room between tasks.
Then simply get out your scissors and separate your to-do list into the individual tasks.
Fold them up and put them into a cup or some similar object. Now let the fun begin.
Reach your hand into the cup and pull one out. Whatever it is, do it. Once it's done, repeat the process until they're all done.
This simple technique shifts the focus from thinking to doing. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.